Blog Talk Radio.
Please enter.
Your input is invalid. You entered 91. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Amin.
Amen. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you asking for mercy, O God. We bow down before you, Lord, our hearts and our minds, Lord. We come with open hearts and with open minds to receive of you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you will look down on us right now while we are on this broadcast.
Yes,
Lord, send your anointing and send your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, speak to somebody's heart tonight through your word, oh, God. Let your anointing come and destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, cover us under your blood, wash us and purify us. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. But Lord, we are looking to you, oh God. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord. We are depending on you, and we are calling on you tonight, Lord, because we need you to send help tonight. Send on strength, my God. Send on power, Lord Jesus, while we're down here praying, while we're down here waiting on you, Lord. Work it out for us, my God. Fix it for your people in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, perfect Savior, be merciful unto us and manifest yourself. Look on us, oh God. Work on our minds, Lord, and work on our hearts, oh God. We want to do your will, but we need your guidance. We need direction, Lord Jesus. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your will for our lives.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, we are down here humbly begging of you, Lord Jesus, to show us the way. Order our steps, oh God. Keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, feeble knees, build up those who are torn down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, let your gospel go forth all around the world, both near and far, my God. Let souls who don't know you get to know you, my God. Reveal yourself unto them, Lord Jesus, and save them, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, be merciful tonight and deliver the dying souls, oh God, who have not repented of their sins.
Yes.
Give them a little time, Lord, to repent and make amends, my God. You're able, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight. We
yes.
are praying, God, that you'll go into the hospitals and to any medical facility where somebody is laid up with a sickness, disease, or affliction. Have mercy, Lord. Touch, heal, and make whole. Deliver, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, if any of them have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven and help them to do your will, Lord. Help them to be humble and obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus, we are believing you tonight and taking you at your word. We are praying, God, for our leaders, Lord, asking you to give them direction, show them the way, and help them to lead your people, Lord. Do it for us right now, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on those around the world in leadership positions, Lord, with the influence over the people. Oh, God, put it in their heart to do what is right. Rebuke corruption, oh, God.
Yes.
Rebuke evil in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Save to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. Be with us throughout this course of this broadcast tonight. Oh, Lord God, and bless us tonight in a special manner. Remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name, whatever the need is. Lord, bless abundantly according to the need tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, and remember those who are dealing with the bereavement, Lord. Bless and comfort them tonight in the name of Jesus. We believe it tonight, God, and we take you at your word. We count it as done, and, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace, Lord. We thank you for being patient with us, O God, and understanding us when no one else can. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done and for what you continue to do, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for just staying the hand of death, for giving us another chance. Lord, we thank you. Oh, glory to your
name. Lord.
We thank you for your grace.
Yes,
and we praise your holy name. Lord, we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through the Raja Shila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 105th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 105th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 8. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mebel Edmond. Thank God for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen and the opening scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. And we have a different dial-in number this time, which is
1-605-313-5995, and the access code is 5652-166-POUND.
Amen. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can also listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service via at 12 o'clock p.m. in person at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. It's 08096. We are continuing to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We're keeping Evangelist Patricia Jones in prayer, Sister Rhoda, Danny Thompson. We're praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kenny, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the Reed Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capilotti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and also for those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Come on, let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Come on, let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of the Lord. There is healing in the name of Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Come, let us bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus, the sweetest name I know. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of the Lord. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Come on and bless
yes.
that wonderful name. Bless that wonderful name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Bless that
yes.
wonderful name. Come, let's bless Come. That wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Let us bless that wonderful name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name. It's the sweetest name. It's the sweetest
yes.
name I know.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist May, and tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. I look forward to this night. Praise God, because I love to hear the word of God and those old messages, anointed messages from the Lord. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. And praise God, at this time, we're going to hear the word of God and prayer coming through the late Evangelist Melinda Edmonds. Keep your station locked. Praise God.
Good evening. It's time now for the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast with Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
Praise the Lord, and God bless all of you out there in Radio Land tonight. We thank God for our being here. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond, along with Evangelist May Edmond here tonight to bring the Word of God. Oh, we just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be here in the studio, that we might bring forth the Word of God, that someone may hear the Word of God in their hearts, might be touched, their minds might be changed, that somebody's body might be healed, that someone may be delivered from whatever it is that you're looking for deliverance from. We just thank God for our being here once again. Thank God for each and every one of you who listen to us each and every week. And we'd like to say, if This broadcast has been a blessing unto you, or maybe you would just like to correspond with us or get in contact with us. Glory to God. You can write us at the Gospel Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 1449, Merchantville, New Jersey, 08109. Once again, that address is 49, Merchantville, New Jersey, 08109. We'd like to hear from you out there in Radio Land. Just drop us a few lines. If you'd like to give us a love donation to help keep this broadcast on the air, God will greatly bless you. God knows you can't go wrong for being a blessing to the ministry of Jesus Christ. We just thank God for all things tonight. And at this time, we're going to give this portion of the program over into the hands of Evangelist Mae Edmond, that she may go as the Lord will lead her.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for being here and for this opportunity to bring the word of God. Let us go to the book of Psalms, about the 15th number of Psalms, and also the first number of Psalms. And it reads, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. God knows, I tell you, God has been good to every one of us, and we thank God for keeping us up until this time where many have and gone back into the world. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. God knows we can hold on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right. I believe the psalmist was writing here, the psalmist David. And he said, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? You see, David had been through a lot of things. He had encountered a lot of different things. People have who say that they were trusting in the Lord, but they weren't trusting in the Lord. They were trusting in their own riches, trusting in horses and chariots. But the word of God lets us know that we must trust in the Lord. We must do those things which are pleasing in the sight of God.
Amen.
For it is pleasing to the Lord that we walk uprightly and speak the truth in our heart. But in these last days, men are changing. They're turning from the word of God and they're going in their own way and doing the things that they want to do. But David was saying, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Go to the places of worship now. Look around and see the empty pews. Look around and see the few people that are on board. You know, we can go to the places of worship and see how it has thinned out. Where the house of God used to be full, now it's almost empty. People don't want to serve the Lord. They don't want to abide in the house of God. I believe David began to say, in the 27th number of Psalm, he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. And he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. God knows I'd rather be a servant or a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. People, so-called born-again believers, they say that they have been born again. They profess that they know the Lord, but they always want to be hanging around with the world and with the worldly people, taking on the ways of the world. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. God knows they're getting with the wrong crowd, and they're getting worldly, and they're turning tabernacle.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God on tonight. Who shall abide in that tabernacle? Praise God. At this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation, and we're going to give you a chance to repent of your sins if you don't know the Lord, and a chance to get closer to the Lord, and an opportunity to get deliverance for your soul. Wherever you are, God can reach you wherever you are. Praise God. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer and believe God, taking that his word, that thing that you're requesting of the Lord and you're desiring of the Lord. Believe that you're going to receive it. Believe that he's going to do what you need him to do. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence and we thank you today for the mercy that you have shown unto us, mercy that we have not deserved. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch us, oh, Lord, and bless, oh, Lord, and that you will look upon those souls that need deliverance. Pray that you come right now, Lord. Give them strength, oh, Lord, to overcome their situation. Help them, oh, Lord, to believe you as the scripture has said. Move in their lives, oh, Lord. Deliver their souls. Convert them, soul. Sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Put your spirit in them, oh, Lord. You said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We believe your word today. We are taking you at your word. I pray, Jesus, that you look on those that may be weak. We pray that you draw them closer to you. Strengthen them, oh, Lord. Encourage their hearts, oh, Lord, that they may go on a little further, that they may get closer to you in the name of Jesus. And look on those souls that may be sick and afflicted in their bodies. All types of conditions, cancer, oh my God, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart problems, all these conditions in their bodies, we know they are able to heal and to deliver. You're able, Lord. You've got the power. We're trusting in you today and taking you at your word. Oh my God, we know you can do the surgery without a knife. You're able, oh Lord, you can speak the word,
yes,
and it can be done. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus, the Spirit of God, prevail. Bind every evil work. Cast out Satan and his work. Touch somebody's mind, oh Lord. Give them strength. Encourage their hearts, oh Lord. Help them to look to you and take you at your word. Help them, oh Lord, increase their faith. Give them that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help them to contend for that faith. We know you can do it today, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, stretch forth your mighty hand, oh, Lord. Take somebody through their test and their trial. You know the situation. You know all about what they're going through, and you know how to deliver them. Have mercy today, Jesus. Continue to heal the sick. All those that are battling cancer, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you heal their bodies, that you touch them in a special way. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Help them to turn from their way and give their life to you. I know you can do it. We are looking to you, and we believe you today, taking you at your word. We thank you today for the word of God. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for how you touched us. We thank you for how you continue to encourage your people through the word. We thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us and help us to take your word in. Help to enter the word of God, knowing that your word is true and your word cannot fail. Help us to go through,
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every listener.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the souls of men. We thank you for those
thank you,
that
Jesus.
Are
thank you, Jesus.
Discerned and delivered. We thank you for them, oh Lord. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. Let us all say, I am healed. And let somebody say, I am delivered. Help them, oh Lord, by faith to take your word in and trust you, oh Lord. Help them to go with you all the way. In the name of Jesus, help us as the people of God to continue in the word of God and stand on your word, knowing that your word cannot fail, will not lie. We take your word into our hearts that we might
yes,
be
Lord.
Saved. We thank you today, oh Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to send your word. Have your way and let your will be done. And we give your name to praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers. And if there's anyone else on the line you'd like to have a testimony or prayer requests or whatever, you may call in at 1-605-313-5995. The access code is 5652-166-POUND. And you may also have words to say. God bless you. At this time, you're going to hear from our evangelist.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming forth. And though it was a recording, I tell you, the word was powerful. And Lord knows I want clean hands and a pure heart because I want to abide in his tabernacle. And there's no way we can abide in his tabernacle with dirty hands and an unpure heart. And she preached this with power. And in yes. order to abide, we have to walk uprightly. We have to work righteousness to speak the truth in our hearts. There are other things in that scripture that we have to do in order to abide in his tabernacle. But I tell you, it was a very encouraging, very inspiring, beautiful word that was preached. And I want to say to Vanessa Maybell, be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, that anointed message came forth.
Yes.
And I felt the anointing, and the Lord touched me. Praise God. Question is, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? In the tabernacle of the Lord, not just any tabernacle. And you can't go in there any old kind of way. Hallelujah. Somebody's famous song, this train don't carry no liars, no backsliders, no hypocrites. Hallelujah. We got to be right. Glory to God to abide in the tabernacle of the Lord. I enjoyed that message. It was so beautiful and so powerful. And it's a question that we all should keep on our minds. Will we be able to abide? Glory be to God. Thank God for the word of God. Once again, I want to encourage everyone, take the word of God in and live by it every day. And evangelists may continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the word, for the words of encouragement and for the exhortations coming through our evangelists. And they sound stirred up to feel the anointing from that Ooh. Message on tonight. I tell you, Lord have mercy. How I
oh
long
God.
For those old days.
But yeah.
God for oldies but goodies in the gospel, because every now and then the Lord will stop by and stir our souls, and he will encourage us. When you can't get encouragement, glory to God, you can turn to the Lord and turn to go back, reach back there and get one of those old tapes and put it in and encourage your own soul. Glory to God. I thank God. Thank God for this message on tonight, and I'm encouraged, very much encouraged through the word of God. And at this time, if there's anyone else on the line that would like to give remarks, you may do so at this time or if you have a testimony, or if you desire a special prayer, you can call in, and we will pray for you or add your name to the prayer list. Changes things, and prayer is the answer for all of our situations, all of our conditions, everything that we are going through. Prayer is the answer. If we could just step out on faith, take God at his word, and put some prayer in, the work will be done. It's by your faith, be it unto you. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for this word. And if that's all, well, we'll look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Lord willing, thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we say good night.